The puck is about to drop on the Las Vegas Strip. For the first time in that city's history, a pro sports team will play Vegas. The NHL made the announcement yesterday that it's expanding its 30-team hockey league to include the desert town next season. Here's the new team owner, billionaire Bill Foley.
This is Las Vegas's team, and we have 2.2 or 2.3 million local residents, and we sold 14,000 season tickets and season ticket deposits, and we didn't have a team, and we didn't have an arena. Las Vegas is hockey ready. We're convinced of it. We know it.
The team name has not been decided yet, but his first choice would be the Black Knights. So let's bring in Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, historic moment for the city. How hard was it?
Well, it was hard. There was a hurdle to get over just in terms of Las Vegas and the fact that gambling's legal. They've never had a professional sports franchise. History has shown they haven't, I shouldn't say professional sports, they never had a major league franchise, and history has shown that they haven't really supported their minor league franchises particularly well. The minor league baseball team is the lowest in the PCL, Pacific Coast League, in attendance, and they had an arena football team, and that didn't do so well. But I'd say the other big thing is the history of hockey expanding into warm weather places is not that successful at all. And Las Vegas is really warm.
Right. Well, you've said a couple things. First of all, the concern about gambling, because the concern is that players and franchises would be vulnerable to betting on or fixing games. But also this idea that it's this warm weather place. I mean, the Arizona Coyotes went bankrupt. They had to be taken over by the league before a new owner came in. It was 115 degrees in Vegas the other day. I'm thinking, There might be some questions about energy consumption for a hockey rink.
No. Have you been to Vegas? Have you seen the Bellagio fountain? No. No energy consumption. There should be, but there isn't. Yes, I think that the heat is more important than the gambling. I think the gambling people at least think they know, and there's some evidence that they know how to deal with that. Gambling is so international, and you could do it online, that the idea of it just worrying about it being in this one locality seems a little antiquated. Now, the heat issue and the fact that there are just so few natural hockey fans in Vegas is something that the NHL denies, and they deny the fact that their franchises in Raleigh and Miami and Dallas are some of the least popular franchises. But facts show that 538 has done really good analysis showing that the hotter the weather, the least popular hockey is. But there is, I understand, first of all, Foley, who you quoted, who's a West Point guy. That's why he wants to name the team the Black Knights, even though Knights in Vegas are well lit. Weird, but he's giving them $500 million. And so that means that the league itself and the other owners who split that money, they can't go wrong with this, even if, you know, the arena shows up half filled on some nights.
Yeah, or there's like a power outage and everything melts. Well, look, because Vegas is now open to this, do you think we might see something like in the NFL, the Oakland Raiders? They're looking for a new home. Might they get other pro teams?
The owner of the Raiders is certainly threatening that, or promising that. He wants to turn the Silver State silver and black, he says. But I think the history of the Raiders and the Davis family shows that that's often used as leverage. So as of now, I don't think the NFL is ready to go there.
And football in 115 degrees outside, hard to think of. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.